Let's talk to Gregory Campbell, the DUP MLA, as well. Morning to you, Gregory.
Good morning, Stephen.
First of all, in terms of the torch, how significant do you think it is that it had to be diverted? Or is it just, ah, for goodness sake, happens in Northern Ireland, let's move on?
Well, I don't think we can either underestimate or overestimate this. Let's call it as it is. It was a very slight, a minor diversion of the torch route, but it was that. Now, the police were aware for quite some time that that some form of protest was going to occur. The people had been organising for most of yesterday, from what we can tell. Now, I was in Coleraine yesterday morning. Thousands of people lined the River Van and the route through Castle Rock, etc. In Grey Steel, which is as nationalist and republican an area as the West Bank of the Foyle, people welcomed the torch there. In Strabán, which is as republican an area as the West Bank of the Foyle, people have welcomed the torch there this morning. So I don't know what these people don't get, but they certainly don't get it. You know, everybody else seems to be prepared to say this is a brilliant event, excellent. Everybody should be in favour of it, welcoming it, but they don't. They took action, a small number of them albeit, and at some point yesterday evening, within minutes of the torch coming, somebody senior in the police must have taken a decision that a call had to be made. And there was going to be either a headline of a scuffle as the torch passed or a headline that the torch was diverted. Now, I think we need to hear the reasons why that call was made and why it was made, because I think the headline is going to be much more than just the headline. I think the people who are in dissident Republican circles are going to see yesterday as the template for a full year next year when Londonderry becomes the first ever UK city of culture. That's unfortunately the legacy of yesterday.
So the police should have stood their ground, protected the area. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that...
Move the protesters on rather than the torch being moved on.
Well, we need to have an explanation from the police, because there was a call had to be made within a few minutes of the torch arriving. And that call was, we're going to have to live with what happens if the torch goes through the original route, or live with the consequences of moving it.
Hello, I'm
now,
here.
That,
hello,
that was the call that was made. Now, we need to hear the reasons why the call that was made was the one that was made. That's what we need to know, and then we can make a better decision about whether the right one was made or not. Many people that I spoke to last night say that they thought the wrong call was made. But remember, whether it was the right call or the wrong call, remember, the torch continued. Yeah, I mean, within a couple of hours of that event occurring
it's
last
night... It's not the point of the torch continuing.
The beacon was lit on the route of the...
But Gregory, it is not the point of the torch continuing. It's just not. The point, as you well know, is that if we're saying that we are normalised now in Northern Ireland, the bottom line is, everywhere else so far... You know, when I was at Five Live the weekend or whatever, and we were tracing the route of the torch... And it all just goes off seamlessly. In Northern Ireland, it doesn't.
Yes, I accept that. But remember, let's say someone had managed to plant a 50 or 500 pound bomb on the route of the torch yesterday. Is anyone seriously saying, look, this is sacrosanct, absolutely 100% essential that this has to go through, we're just going to have to take a risk on a bomb? Of course they wouldn't. The call had to be made and was made. Now, let's hear the reasons for the call being made. I think many people are saying, what would we have got had the route went through its originally destined plan? We would have had the headlines of a few scuffles and people being irate and protesting at the torch, and that would have been it. Unfortunately, I think we've got a bigger legacy now, a bigger headline, and unfortunately far more than just a headline, because I agree with Mark Durkan. This is just a headline and will be over in a day or two. But the people who planned it and carried it out will look forward to next year, and they will say, there's the template. We succeeded there. Now let's plan for next year, event after event, that they will target high-profile events and try and cause similar disruption.